Lynn Gingler-Ellen takes over St. John's Tipton Volleyball in her first year after coaching 4 years of junior high volleyball. Ellen takes over for Stacy Perez, who led the Blue Jays to 124-34 record the last year, including two fourth place state finishes. The Blue Jays will be without Carly Brummer, their all-time leading hitter, but they have senior Linnell Gingler and junior Kendra Gingler, who are cousins to new head coach Lynn Ellen. Ellen says there's a reason why she took the job. She looks forward to coaching her cousin, the Gingler sisters, and hopefully wants to be as competitive in the MPL as possible, with favorites Sylvan Lucas and Rock Hills being the favorites. She also looks to use the libero in different ways and has 22 girls out with a heavy class of freshmen and sophomores.
We're two practices in. We have 22 girls out this year. It's going to be a very competitive season between different positions. Linnell Gingler and Kendra Gingler, like you said, are both my cousins, and they're both great all-around players, hard workers. To follow that, there's Emma DeNuzzo, another junior, and Ava Bremer. And Addie Bergman and a lot of the freshmen and sophomores coming in are very competitive and will be a great group of girls to develop throughout the season and in the coming years. I mean, I'm a competitor, so I'd like to be right there close to the top if we can. I know, like you said, between Rock Hills and Sylvan, they're both going to be very tough competition throughout the year. But with volleyball, your momentum kind of controls the court. So we're looking to start out strong and hopefully be in those top three competitors. And we'll see where it goes. If we work hard, gel as a team, and we just compete at that, no limits is our slogan for the year. One team, all heart, no limits. So transition from Benedictine to junior high volleyball. But in junior high, we focused on a lot of fundamentals, and those girls has been nice coming in this year. I know they've gotten the fundamentals, and so coaching volleyball, I'm hoping to take it kind of to the next step and do some different sets and some quicker plays, and we'll see how the girls can develop through those. So they picked up a lot here over summer ball and the last couple days of practice. So, yeah.
One of the things that you probably saw in college that you haven't seen as far as your playing days in high school was the libero, and now you can use two liberos in high school if you wanted, both playing different positions, both serving in the order. How do you plan, if you plan to use a libero, how do you plan to use the libero?
We have a couple big hitters that and a couple back row DSs that I would really like to swap out, and if we can, depending on how we can develop those liberos. We haven't used them in the past couple years, but I would really like to push it if we can to use that back row passing and the specialists in the back row. So.
Well, Coach, you talk about your cousins. Linnell Gingler, a senior, 203 kills last year, 86 blocks. Kendra Gingler, a junior, 84 blocks, 124 kills. Like we talked about, Carly Brummer had over 200 kills. She is no longer with the team. She's down at K-State, graduated last year. But the Gingler sisters are great athletes, play three sports. What are your expectations for the cousins, Linnell and Kendra Gingler?
They are great leaders in the sports and throughout the school. They can just continue to work hard in the gym, and the younger girls follow them very well. And the team seems to gel very well with everybody anyway. So, yeah, if we could, senior Linnell Gingler, she's going to be a powerhouse in the middle. And depending on where we put everybody else, Kendra might be my other middle too. And we have Milo Holdren's out this year as a junior, and Emma DeNuzzo and Ava Bremer. So there's a lot of girls to fill those positions. After Curly left, it's a big hole, but I think we'll be able to put something together.